I think you noticed by now that I'm not really the vanilla type. I mean, there's nothing wrong in being vanilla sometimes. I do enjoy the feeling of closeness and romance as we make love, but don't you ever wish for something more? Something with a bit more flavor? I do, and I think you do too. So, can I ask you something? Would you let me submit to you? Don't worry, we can start slowly, and we don't even need to put labels just yet. I won't call you sir or daddy if you don't want me to. After all, if you're my dom, just tell me what to call you and I will. But I do have one request, though. Don't call me slut or whore. Call me by sweet names instead. Because there's nothing wrong in wanting a little bit rougher sometimes, right? I'm still me, after all. And you have no idea what one baby girl does to me. Spoiler alert, puts me right into sub mode and make my pussy aches. You don't even have to touch me to drive me crazy. You know it too well that a bit of a dirty talk can make me whimper. So please, whisper in my ears all the filthiest things you wanna do to me and make my mind horny first. Just thinking about that makes me wet. And we didn't even reach the good stuff yet. Well, after all that, I don't take responsibility over myself. As you know, I'm not really used to sit still and wait. You have to teach me how to obey, how to be a good girl and wait for your touch, your command. But don't make me wait too much though, because if I get too frustrated, I might rebel and take things into my own hands. You know I would. So it's your job to make sure that I behave. You need to show me who's in charge, however you want to. But I heard that in these situations, spankings are a great method to turn bad behaved girls into good ones. So if I misbehave, just put me over your lap and slap my ass until it's bright red. And you can see my pussy drips. I'll remember who's in charge in no time. But I assure you that I'll do my best to be a good girl for you. And I will do anything you want. I'll drop to my knees in front of you and suck your cock until you empty yourself in my mouth. And I'll make sure not to waste a single drop. Or maybe you want something else. Something more urgent. Maybe you just wanna fuck my brains out. And I don't want you to take it easy on me. I'm a big girl and I can handle a little pain. Or a lot of it. It's up to you, really. If you wanna tie me down, please do it. Bind my hands above my head and blindfold me so I'll be all yours to do as you please. Can you picture it? Me, tied down on a bed, blindfolded, naked, and needy and aching for you. I wonder, what would you do to me? Would you start slowly, kissing my lips and my neck, marking my skin with your feet? Would you feel my body with your big hands and whisper naughty things in my ears? Would you cup my tits and suck my hard nipples and then kiss your way down to my pussy and eat me out? Would you make me orgasm in your mouth with your tongue buried inside of me and your tongue rubbing my clit saying, "How am I such a good girl? I like that." Or would you be rough from the start, flipping my body and pressing my face on the pillow as you grab my hips and put my ass up? Would you spank me and fuck me hard, stretching my pussy with one deep thrust? Would you pull my hair or put your hands around my throat, squeezing my neck? I never told you that, but I really like it. Turns me on so fucking much. Would you come deep inside of me, saying how naughty I am? God, I can't wait. But to be honest, I don't really care what you do to me. I just want you to do it. Take the lead and do whatever you want. Just make me forget about everything else. Make me scream with pleasure and ruin me. Make me ache in the morning. Make me feel you long after we're done. And I want this, so don't be afraid to mark me or hurt me. You know I wouldn't ask that if I didn't trust you. I want you to do it. I need you to do it. I want to be yours, only yours. So, will you let me submit?